insurance claims, and vehicle deregistration procedures in the event of a car theft. Car theft can be covered by insurance if you have collision coverage, but it is important to report the theft to the police, wait at least 30 days, be aware of any exclusions in the policy terms, and obtain the vehicle deregistration documents. If the stolen vehicle is recovered, you should also confirm the compensation for damage and the procedure for reinstating the registration within 3 months. The theft of an entire vehicle may be covered by insurance, depending on whether you have purchased collision coverage and the exclusions specified in the policy terms. You can file a claim for theft of the insured vehicle only after 30 days have passed since you reported the theft to the police. Personal belongings and items in the vehicle, such as cash, jewelry, and electronic devices, are generally not covered under the vehicle damage coverage. To deregister a stolen vehicle, documents issued by the police, such as a theft report confirmation, are essential proof. If you recover a vehicle that was deregistered due to theft, you must apply for re-registration within 3 months of the date it was recovered. A vehicle theft is not simply a case of loss. It is an incident that involves filing a police report, reporting the incident to your insurance company, and processing the vehicle registration. The key is to report the theft to the police first, check whether you have collision coverage, and then handle the 30-day deadline after filing the theft report and the deregistration and re-registration procedures in that order. Conclusion at a glance question key answer, is car theft covered by insurance? Generally, if you have collision coverage and there are no exclusions under the policy terms, the theft of the entire vehicle may be covered by insurance. When can I file an insurance claim? According to the standard auto insurance policy, you can file a claim for the theft of an insured vehicle only after 30 days have passed since reporting the theft to the police. What if the vehicle is recovered within 30 days? A total loss claim for theft is usually not paid. However, if the recovered vehicle is damaged, you may be eligible for compensation for repair costs under the collision coverage. Are valuables inside the car covered? Since damage to own vehicle coverage primarily addresses direct damage to the vehicle itself, personal belongings such as cash, precious metals, laptops, and golf clubs are not covered unless there is separate coverage. Is it mandatory to deregister the vehicle? Under the Motor Vehicle Management Act, a stolen vehicle qualifies as grounds for applying for deregistration. If the vehicle remains unrecovered for an extended period, or if it is necessary for processing a total loss claim, it is important in practice to proceed with the registration authority's procedures to obtain a certificate of deregistration. Definitions of key terms: term meaning theft report confirmation, a document issued by a police station confirming that a report of vehicle theft has been filed. It serves as key evidence for insurance claims and deregistration due to theft. Collision coverage, a type of auto insurance coverage that compensates for damage directly sustained by the insured vehicle, up to the limit specified in the insurance policy. It is commonly referred to as collision coverage. Total loss refers to a total loss of the vehicle where settlement based on the vehicle's market value is necessary rather than repair. If a stolen vehicle cannot be recovered, the insurance claim may be processed similarly to a total loss case. Deregistration, an administrative procedure that terminates the vehicle's registration status in the vehicle registration records. For theft-related deregistration, proof of the theft, such as a theft report confirmation letter, is required. Reinstatement and new registration. This is the procedure for re-registering a vehicle that was deregistered due to theft after it is later recovered. You must apply for new registration within 3 months of the date the stolen vehicle was recovered. Steps to take immediately after discovering a vehicle theft: 1. Report it to the police first once you confirm that your vehicle is missing. Reporting it to the police takes priority over contacting your insurance company. In an emergency, call 112 and then file a theft report at the nearest police station, precinct, or substation, or through the Criminal Investigation Division of the jurisdiction's police department. When filing the report, it is best to have the following information organized as much as possible: license plate number, VIN, vehicle model, and color the location and time you last saw the vehicle, the time you realized the vehicle was stolen, where the car keys are kept, and whether you have a spare key, availability of dashcam footage, CCTV footage, parking lot entry slash exit records, and high pass data, a list of items that were inside the vehicle after reporting the theft to the police. Obtain and keep a theft report confirmation or a related statement of facts. These documents can be used to resolve subsequent disputes regarding insurance claims, vehicle deregistration, and fines, tolls, or parking fees. 2. Notify your insurance company without delay if you have collision coverage. It is safest to notify your insurance company of the theft immediately. The commercial code stipulates that you must notify the insurer without delay upon becoming aware of an insured event, and states that if damages increase due to a delay in notification, the insurer may refuse to compensate for those increased damages. When notifying the insurance company, provide the police report number, whether a theft report confirmation can be issued, whether the vehicle's location can be tracked, whether the keys were lost, and whether dashcam or CCTV footage is available. 3. Prepare for the possibility that the vehicle will be found. The 30 days immediately following the theft report are a period during which the vehicle may be found. During this time, it is more important to confirm whether the vehicle can be recovered, secure evidence, and prevent further damage than to file an insurance claim. If the vehicle is recovered, it is advisable to notify the insurance company and the police first before repairing it on your own or cleaning the interior. This is because damage, contamination, or damage to parts that occurred during the theft, as well as the condition of the vehicle during towing and storage, can affect the insurance investigation and police inquiry. Criteria for processing auto theft insurance claims: cases eligible for compensation for an auto theft claim to be processed under insurance. At least the following requirements must be met. The insurance policy must include coverage for damage to the insured vehicle. The theft must be confirmed by a police report. There must be no grounds for exclusion under the policy terms, such as intentional acts, false reports, fraud, or embezzlement by the insured or the policyholder. The loss must involve the theft of the entire vehicle or damage directly incurred to the vehicle itself. The necessary documents must be submitted when filing an insurance claim. The compensation limit for vehicle damage coverage is determined based on the insured amount stated in the insurance policy and the insured value. Even if the insured amount exceeds the insured value, compensation may be limited to the insured value. Cases where compensation may be denied or limited: situation handling criteria, loss of cash, precious metals, laptops, etc. inside the vehicle. Since this does not constitute damage to the vehicle itself, it is unlikely to be covered under damage to own vehicle. You should check whether there is separate coverage for personal belongings. Theft of only certain parts, such as the navigation system, wheels, or battery, under the standard terms and conditions of auto insurance. The theft of only certain parts, accessories, or auxiliary mechanical devices of the insured vehicle is defined as a loss not covered under damage to own vehicle. Intentional acts by the policyholder or the insured, such losses are excluded from coverage under the damage to own vehicle provision. Losses resulting from fraud or embezzlement, unlike theft, these may be defined in the policy terms as losses not covered. False theft reports: this can result not only in denial of insurance benefits, but also in criminal penalties, administrative fines, and revocation of the vehicle registration. Leaving the doors unlocked or the keys in the vehicle, while it cannot be assumed that coverage is always denied based on these facts alone, the actual occurrence of theft, as well as gross negligence, intent, or collusion, may be subject to a thorough investigation. 30-day rule. When to file a claim, the standard auto insurance policy stipulates that, in the event of theft of the insured vehicle, a claim for collision coverage can be filed only after 30 days have passed since reporting the theft to the police. This requirement should be understood to mean a claim can be filed after 30 days have passed since the report, not payment is made immediately upon reporting. Timing action day of discovery of theft, report to the police, file an accident report with the insurance company, obtain a theft report. Confirmation before 30 days have passed since the report confirm whether the vehicle has been recovered. Cooperate with the insurance company's investigation. Prepare supporting documents after 30 days have passed since the report if the vehicle has not been recovered. You can file a claim vehicle. Recovered before 30 days, total loss insurance benefits are generally not paid. Compensation for repair costs will be considered if the vehicle is damaged claim filed after 30 days. But vehicle recovered according to the policy terms, the payment of insurance benefits, and the return of the insured. Vehicle are subject to the insured's discretion. If the vehicle is found after the insurance proceeds have already been paid, you must confirm the terms regarding ownership and the disposal of the remains with the insurance company. Documents to prepare when filing an insurance claim. The required documents may vary depending on the insurance company and policy. But for theft claims, you typically need to prepare the following documents. Document purpose insurance claim form, basic document for the insurance company to receive the claim and review payment, theft report confirmation, or incident confirmation key document confirming the police report and the fact of theft, vehicle registration certificate or related documents. Verification of vehicle ownership and registration information, certificate of deregistration, a document that may be required when filing a total loss claim due to theft ID. Copy of bank book, power of attorney, verification of identity, payment account, and authorization for a representative to file. The claim vehicle keys, spare keys, dashcam and CCTV footage to verify whether the vehicle was actually stolen, and the circumstances of the incident, photos of the recovered vehicle, repair estimates, and repair invoices to calculate repair costs if the vehicle was recovered, but damaged once you submit the insurance claim documents. The insurance company will determine the amount to be paid and process the claim in accordance with the procedures specified in the policy terms. If further investigation is required, the insurance company may notify you of the reasons for the delay in payment and the details that need to be verified. Cancellation of registration for stolen vehicles. Why deregistration is important if a stolen vehicle remains registered without being recovered? It can lead to subsequent issues such as auto taxes, administrative fines, traffic fines, toll charges, and suspicion of illegal operation. Deregistration is a procedure that removes the vehicle's registration status from the official registry, thereby reducing the administrative burden on the owner. When applying for deregistration due to theft, it is advisable to contact the registration office to confirm the required documents for your specific jurisdiction. Generally, you will need the application for vehicle deregistration, the vehicle registration certificate, identification, and a theft report confirmation. Regarding the license plates, you must follow the registration office's instructions depending on whether you actually possess them and the circumstances of the theft. Application deadline and documents. If you plan to apply for deregistration due to theft, you must generally submit the application within 1 month of the date the grounds for deregistration occurred. The vehicle registration regulations stipulate that when applying for deregistration due to theft, you must attach a theft report confirmation issued by the chief of the local police station. Item details, application agency, vehicle registration authority, required documents, application for vehicle deregistration, vehicle registration certificate, ID, theft report confirmation, additional verification check for liens, seizures, joint ownership, or whether the vehicle is leased, rented, or owned by a corporation insurance. A certificate of deregistration may be required when filing a total loss insurance claim for a stolen vehicle, if a stolen vehicle is recovered. If a vehicle that was deregistered due to theft is later recovered, you must apply to the vehicle registration office within 3 months of the recovery date, meeting the requirements for new registration. The general process is as follows. Obtain a temporary operating permit for new registration from the competent vehicle registration office. Have the vehicle inspected at a designated vehicle inspection center. Submit an application for reinstatement and new registration to the registration office. The registration license, tax for re-registering a deregistered vehicle, may be waived. So check with the registration office to confirm whether a reduction applies and what documents are required. False theft reports carry the risk of separate criminal charges and penalties. You must not file a false theft report to avoid vehicle taxes, traffic fines, loan or lease issues, or ownership disputes. A false theft report can lead not only to insurance fraud charges, but also to misdemeanor charges, false accusation, obstruction of official duties by fraud, and fines for making a false 112 emergency call. In particular, if a theft report confirmation letter is issued based on a false report, and you use it to deregister the vehicle or file an insurance claim, you may face the revocation of the deregistration, recovery of insurance proceeds, and criminal liability once the falsehood is later discovered. Practical checklist: I have noted down the license plate number, vehicle model, color, and VIN. I have reported the theft to the police and obtained the case number. I have confirmed how to obtain a theft report confirmation or a statement of facts. I notified the insurance company of the theft without delay. I confirmed whether I have coverage for damage to my own vehicle and any additional riders. I have preserved the vehicle keys, spare keys, dashcam footage, CCTV footage, and parking lot records. I have compiled a separate list of items inside the vehicle. I confirmed when I can file an insurance claim, around 30 days after the incident. I confirmed the procedures for deregistering the vehicle and obtaining a certificate of deregistration in the event it remains unrecovered for an extended period. When the vehicle was recovered, I notified the insurance company and the police first, and obtained photos and repair estimates before proceeding with any repairs. Key points: while car theft may be covered by insurance if you have comprehensive coverage, key factors include whether 30 days have passed since the police report was filed, any exclusions in the policy terms, and whether the required documents have been submitted. The theft of valuables from inside the car or of specific parts must be distinguished from standard vehicle damage coverage. If the vehicle remains missing for an extended period, consider deregistration based on the theft report confirmation. If the vehicle is recovered, verify the procedures for reinstatement and re-registration within 3 months.